Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, no longer on the phone, but right here in action. So I want to say thank you to Governor John Bel Edwards, and I'm now going to turn over the podium to our governor. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. And this is going to be relatively informal and I think quick, because there's not a lot of change since the press conference we did at GOSEP earlier today. The 4 p.m. forecast did just come out. The track of the storm has not changed much. It may have moved just slightly towards the west. We did notice that the intensity of the storm in terms of wind speed at landfall is not predicted now to be a hurricane, but it is predicted to be a tropical storm still. Now, I say that because I want everyone to understand this was never going to be a wind event. This was always going to be a rain event, and it will still be a rain event. And the rain event is every bit as likely to be as severe now as it was before the 4 p.m. update. So nobody should take the most recent forecast and the information put out by the National Weather Service as a reason to stop paying attention, stop preparing, and doing what is necessary. Secondly, although the track hasn't changed much, and it certainly indicates that the center of the cone is well west of this part of the state, keep in mind the cone itself is just on the west side of New Orleans, and 33% of storms end up making landfall outside the cone. And so this remains a very serious storm, and we're asking people to pay attention to it, do what local officials have put out thus far with respect to evacuations, be they mandatory or voluntary. Do not drive, and I'm imploring motorists out there, do not drive through standing water. If you don't know for a fact that it's safe to do so, because many times it is deeper than you believe it to be, and there is a current associated with it, and it makes it very dangerous. That is how we've had the most fatalities over the last several years with these types of rain events. And here I'm joined by the parish presidents of Jefferson Parish, Plaquemines Parish, and St. Bernard, along with the mayor, obviously all parishes here along the river. It remains the case that with the expected storm surge, primarily because the storm did not intensify as they thought it was, it has really not much to do with the track. The intensity isn't there. The storm surge, therefore, won't be as significant as we thought yesterday. So the Carrollton gauge reading is that we're expected to top out at 19 feet, which current forecast is that there, nowhere along the Mississippi River will the levee be overtopped. But this could be a very significant rain event, and whether the water is flooding you because it comes from the sky or from the river at the end of the day doesn't make much difference. It presents the same threats. We are taking this very seriously at the state level. As you all know, we issued a statewide declaration of emergency yesterday. Today we issued a request to the federal government for a declaration of emergency pre-landfall, something we don't ordinarily do, but because we have so much of the state at issue. In fact, when I leave here in just a minute, I'm going to the Morgan City area, which is where the storm is currently projected to make landfall. We know that this could very easily tax our ability to respond without additional federal resources. So we're taking this very seriously. We are imploring the public to also take this very seriously, and listen to your local elected officials. Listen to these folks. They're going to be making decisions based on the best available information. And so stay attuned to what's going on. It is not too late to put your family in a better position. So get a game plan. Go to getagameplan.org. And remember, we always let people know that they should plan for 72 hours before they receive help. Now, obviously, we're going to get help to people just as fast as we are capable of doing it. But they should plan on the first 72 hours. And with respect to getting help to individuals and families, that is why we have activated 3,000 National Guardsmen. We are moving high water vehicles and other resources and pre-positioning them across South Louisiana. We have a number of buses. Some will be staged in Kenner at the Zephyr Field. Others will be in Gonzales and still more in the Lafayette area. About 180 school buses total and 150 coaches. And these will be used in the event search and rescue is necessary, that would be followed by transporting the evacuees to a shelter that we are also opening as we speak in Repeats Parish. So this is obviously a serious storm, and the way the National Weather Service is describing it is life-threatening flood. It's the potential, and that ought to get everybody's attention. So with that, I'm going to ask the parish presidents to come up and offer some brief remarks. If they choose to do that, then we will entertain a few questions, and then I've got to get to Morgan City. Thank you.
President McGinnis.
First of all, thank you, Mayor, for hosting us today, and Governor, thank you for your leadership. Because of the cooperation at the state level and the regional level, the citizens of St. Bernard Parish are safer, I can guarantee you that. So thank you guys for your leadership. I only want to mention two things the governor already mentioned. Nowhere along the Mississippi River is it predicted that they will have overtopping of the levee with water. It's a very important prediction by the Corps and by the National Weather Service. And the second thing that I want to mention is that we need to take this seriously. Our families need to make sure that they take all of this information in and make sure that your family is safe with your plan. So thank everyone here today, and God bless everyone.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Kirk. Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mayor, for having us. The governor, thank you for having us too. In Plaquemines Parish, we just a few updates. We've issued a mandatory evacuation for all of the east bank of Plaquemines Parish and on the west bank of Plaquemines Parish from Belchase to the Oakville floodgate. From the Oakville floodgate to Venice. The Belchase area to the Oakville floodgate is in the Histra system, so we feel very confident about that taking on this storm fairly well. We've done many things. The sheriff and I have worked very hard. The problem that we anticipate in Plaquemines Parish, as the governor has spoke, it's been 270 days that the water has sat on our levees. They are saturated, and we know that they're in good shape, but we were all concerned about the storm surge at the beginning of this broadcast. But I think as the new news has come, it has lowered some of the expectations. Let's hope that that happens. We will continue to be aware of anything that we need to. I enjoy working with all these individuals who will have a network of communication. So I appreciate everything they've done, and I continue to work together. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. President Yenny.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Governor, for hosting this meeting. This certainly gets us all on the same page with the same message. Obviously, yesterday we got a true test of only 8 inches of rain, and I know the Mayor and I share those sentiments of what happened and how we had to pump as hard as we could. Basically, with Jefferson Parish at 99.3% capacity, we basically pumped all of our water. If you can imagine an Olympic-sized swimming pool, we could have filled up that pool in under 2 seconds. We could fill up 2,007 pools in an hour. That's how much Olympic pools in an hour we did yesterday. Picture a 5-gallon water bottle. We did 242,500,000 5-gallon water bottles in an hour's time yesterday. So that was a significant amount of rain. As the governor's mentioned, we could have as much as 15 inches of rain in certain areas and maybe even higher. So We want our residents to help us to help them. Please clean out those catch basins if you can. Call our emergency management or our after hours line, 736-6006. If you need assistance for us to come out there and help you with those catch basins, that is the only way we can do our job, is to get that water to the canals and to the pump stations to pump it out. So I can't reiterate that enough. That would certainly help us. We saw every street in Westwego flood yesterday with only about 7.5 to 8 inches of rain in an hour's period. So that's extremely important. And, you know, our lower-lying areas, Lafitte, Grand Isle, Barataria, Crown Point, I thank the governor's office for assisting us with some additional portable pumps. We have sent all of the parish's portable pumps to Grand Isle and Lafitte to make sure we can pump any water that overwhelms their levee system. And as we know, Grand Isle is one of the greatest barrier islands we have. We certainly want to protect it. Mayor Carmondale issued his mandatory evacuation for noon today, so we hope those residents heed that warning. And at 2 p.m. today, the mandatory evacuation for Lafitte, Barataria, Crown Point, and the town of Jean Lafitte have all been issued. So we hope the residents listen to that, because with a mandatory, we cannot get to you. You know, we can't provide those services of police, fire, and EMS once those winds get to the point that they're going to get. We don't see this to be a very windy event. As the governor said, it's going to be a wet event, but that doesn't mean we let our guard down. We all have to still step up and prepare for this rain event. So thank you very much, and thank you again, Governor.
Thank you so much. And as you can see from how we are standing here before you, this is a coordinated effort, and the city of New Orleans is in no way in this by themselves or by ourselves. We know that this is going to be a rain event, and just to heed our messages from earlier this morning, and as we continue to express the need to have a plan, we saw the levels from the rain on yesterday. We anticipate even some same levels as we move towards this weekend. Have your plan. You can also access 311, as we've mentioned, in terms of special needs on getting on that registry. We have about 3,500 residents on the registry now, but we are prepared to continue to communicate and also ensure that people we can meet their needs as it relates to responding to them should we need to in the aftermath of Barry. We also have with us Councilman Jay Banks. Just thank you for being here. We will always be in communication with the New Orleans City Council. As I mentioned earlier, I consider them a part of our briefings, 10 a.m. every morning. We will also have another press conference tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And at this point, I will say this concludes our impromptu press conference with Governor John Bel Edwards and our parish presidents at this time. Thank you so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.